We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachos and Chaim Yaakov and Pichos Elio. We are in Kalim Perek, Chav Hei, Mishnah Vav. We mentioned several times about this Tumas Mashkim Midrabanan. On a Doraisa level, Kalim do not become Tamei from Tamei Mashkim. Nonetheless, the Rabbanon made Gzera that it should be Tamei the Kli. But they made a distinction between how Tuma works on a Doraisa level versus how it works on a Derabanan level. Midoraisa, whether the inside became Tamei or the outside become Tamei, the whole Kli becomes Tamei. Midrabanan, we say, if Mashkim touches the inside, so the outside is Tamei, but if it touches the outside, the inside is not going to become Tamei. Why wouldn't the Chachamim pattern their Tuma after the Doraisa and say that it's Tamei no matter what? So the answer is because, and we mentioned this way in the past in the Masechta, in order to avoid burning Truma and Kachim that became Tamei Midrabanan. Truma and Kachim that become Tamei Doraisa have to be burnt. But if they're Tamei Midrabanan, you're not allowed to destroy Truma if on a Doraisa level, it's not Tamei. So in order to, so that people know the difference between whether it's Tumah Derabanan or Tumah Doraisa, in order not to burn Truma and Karbanos that became Tamei Midrabanan, we make this distinction that when the outside of the Kli becomes Tamei, when it's Tumah Derabanan, like this Mashkim Tameim, so only the outside is Tamei and the inside will not become Tamei. Our Mishnah is going to discuss some secondary parts of the Kli. We'll speak about the rim, we'll speak about the base, we'll speak about the handles. What's the halacha when those become Tamei? What status does the Kli have? Says the Mishnah, Kane Kalim, which is the wide base of a Kli. This doesn't mean like a cup and a saucer where the saucer is the base. It means a base that's actually attached to the Kli, but it's a very wide base. That's the bottom of the Kli itself. Veho Gnehem, that has a hey, but sometimes you'll see in the Mishnah's Ogen, Aleph Gimel Nun instead of Hey Gimel Nun, but that refers to a rim where the rim it curves a little bit outward at the mouth at the opening of the Kli. Or Vaznaim, which are the ears of the Kli. Some claim that that's a type of handle. Another claim that, no, it's not the handle. The Yad is the handle. We'll mention that in a moment. The Ozen is the ear. That is just like the ear has a hole inside. So this is an extra piece that's put on the outside of the Kli with a hole so that you can stick the Yad, the handle, inside that Ozen. So Vaznaim, Vidos HaKelim, and the Yados, of course, which are the handles of the Kelim. All of these things, the base, the rim, the Ozen, the Yad, Hamikablim, assuming we're speaking about a Kli that has a base kibble, has a receptacle, there's an inside and an outside. Shenaflu aleim mashkim, and mashkim, tummy mashkim, touch one of these accessories, the kan, the ogen, the ozen, etc. Halacha is that they are not Tamei, the Kalim are not Tamei, the outside is not Tamei, the inside is not Tamei. What do you do? Minagvan v'heim torim. Just dry them off, and they are Tohor. Doesn't affect the Tumah at all. Remember, this was only Tumah to Rabbanon. The Chachamim did not extend this Tumah to these secondary parts of the Kli. And it won't affect the whole Kli. Ushar kala kelim she'elahem achorayim v'toch. What about kelim that don't have an interior and an exterior? She'naflu mashkim al mikzah. So if mashkim touched part of it, fell on part of it, kulo tama, the whole Kli is tame. Because that doesn't have an inside and an outside. But kli she'nimet mitma achorav b'mashkim. This is a halacha we already know. It's just to complete the Mishnah. But a Kli that has achorayim v'toch, where the outside became tame when it came to mashkim tameim, achorav tameim, but tochov agnov aznov yadav tahorin. But the other, now the inside is also tahor, but we're telling you that even though the not only toho is the inside, but even the ogen, even the rim, which curves out to the outside, or the ozen, which is on the outside, the yad, which is the handle, those are on the outside still. If the outside becomes tamei, from tamei mashkim, the inside is not tamei, and these secondary pieces are not tamei either. Nitma toho, but kulo tamei. But if the inside becomes tamei, so then the outside is going to become Tamei. That's that distinction when it comes to Mashkim Midrabanan. Perek Chafei Mishnah Zayin, Kol HaKelim Yesh Lahem Achorayim V'toch. So that we know already. We know that Kelim have, assuming they have a receptacle, so they have different halachos for the inside and the outside when we're speaking about Mashkim. But then the Mishnah says, V'yesh lahem beis tzvia. There is also a special halacha regarding the beis tzvia. What's a beis tzvia? So some have the girsa beis tzvita with a tes. But beis tzvia is actually from the word etz etzba. It's speaking about the section of a kli that instead of having a handle that sticks out of the kli, you can have an indentation in the kli where you can put your fingers in order to pick up the kli, to hold the kli. That's the base tzvia. So the Mishnah is telling us that there is a special halacha, mi derabbanan. Once again, this is all tamei derabbanan. Regarding tamei liquids that make a kli tamei, the Chachamim said that this grip, this where you put your fingers, is considered a separate section of the kli, and it's completely and it's going to be treated differently from the rest of the outside of the kli. So if, let's say, the tamei mashkim touches the outside of the kli, yes, the outside of the kli becomes tamei and the inside not. What about the hand grip that this indentation does not? And if, let's say, there's mashkim that touches the hand grip, so yes, that grip becomes, that base tzvia becomes tamei, but the outside of the kli does not become tamei. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, now we're discussing another halacha regarding this base tzvia, regarding these indentations where you put your fingers to hold the kli. And what we're saying is, and we'll see that if you're holding the kli by that base tzvia, maybe we have to be worried that a person touched the rest of the kli on the outside. So I have to worry about that. If, let's say, the outside of the kli became tameh from mashkim, and we know that the base tzvia is not tameh, but nonetheless, my hands are there, maybe I have to be worried that the base tzvia is going to become tameh, because I may touch that area from the tameh mashkim, which touched the outside of the kli. So the Mishnah is going to tell us, we have a machlokas, tanoim, what type of kalim I have to be concerned with where that may happen. So Bitarfur Omer, la'areva gedola shel eitz. He says, when it comes to a very large wooden kneading bowl, I don't have to worry that if a person is holding on to the base tzvia, those indentations with his fingers, that that he may touch the rest of the outside of the kli, because people don't touch the rest of the kli. If they have a very, very heavy, very large areva, this trough, so we assume he's only going to hold it by the grip area where his fingers, the indentation, because it's so heavy, it's so large. So therefore, I wouldn't have to worry if the one area was tummy that I'm going to bring the tumma, the mashkim, to the other area. But if it's a smaller kli, let's say, then I have to be worried that if a person's holding the kli by the base tzvia, maybe he'll pick up the kli from the outside, and then he may transfer the mashkim, the tamei mashkim, to one place or the other. We have this very often. You have a certain smaller pots, let's say they have handles. So sometimes you pick up with a handle, other times you don't have to. You pick it up another way because it's not so heavy. Rabbi Meir Omer, the Meir says, this kula that we're discussing, when we speak about touching the base tzvia, the place where your fingers go in and you grip the kli, and we say that you certain kalim, you have to be worried, you don't have to be worried whether you may touch the rest of the outside of the kli, he says, liyadayim atmeos. That whole halacha applies to a case where a person's hands are tamei, and that is tamei tuma of it, what we call a sheni l'tuma. We assume that stam yadayim sheni l'tuma. Hands, unless we know otherwise, unless you wash them, we assume they have the status of a sheni l'tuma, and that's why we wash the tilas of them for we eat bread, because bread, if it's truma bread, kohanim would have, by touching it, would make it a shlishi l'tuma, and therefore they would, and your hands are a sheni, so therefore the practice became not only kohanim, but it became a universal practice to wash before you eat bread, because of the kohanim's concern of eating bread with their hands that are a sheni l'tuma, then they make it a shlishi l'tuma. So the Mishnah here is saying, in the name of Rabbi Meir, he's saying, where do we have to worry about this tuma being brought to the outside of the kli? That's where a person's hands are tamei midrabanan, and he touches that section, the base tzvia of a kli that is tahor. He may be bringing the tumas mashkim to that area. Veha tahoros. Okay, I was already explaining Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So let's go back. This is the Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir says like this. Rabbi Meir says, Liyodayim hatmeos fatoros. What he means is the following. That this halacha that we have the right to be makil, we have the right to be lenient, and assume that if a person touches the base tzvia, this hand grip, or this indentation of certain kalim, as Rabbi Tafrin claimed, the larger kalim, doesn't have to worry that he's going to touch the outside of the kli. That's true where your hands are even tame liyodayim atameas, we don't have to worry. Rabbi Yossi says we do, but Tanakhaba, Rabbi Yimei says we don't. V'hatoras, and of course it also applies to a case where a person's hands are tor, and he touches the base via of a kli, and where that, let's say, the outside of the kli had tuma, that and could make the person's hands tame, midurabanan. Nonetheless, Rabbi Meir's of the opinion that whether your hands are tame on a sheni l'tuma level or tahor, and you're touching that grip, you don't have to worry about bringing any tuma to the outside of the kli, to the rest of the kli. Amar Rabbi Yossi, here's Rabbi Yossi disagrees. And that continues into the next Mishnah, which is the next shir, which is how does Rabbi Yossi understand this halacha? Lo amu elo lo yadayim hataras bilvad. He says this kula, where we say if you're holding the grip, don't worry, you don't have to suspect that the person is touching any other part of the kli, assuming it's a large kli. That's where the person's hands are tohor. But if the hands are tameh, so then Rabbi Yossi would say, if you touch that base tzvia section of the kli, we have to be worried. You may be touching the rest of the kli and bringing tumah to the rest of the kli. And the next Mishnah will teach us ketzad how that is.